Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang and I have an interesting guest from across the pond. Stephen Halford, a friend, is visiting us from England, and we're going to get a report today on what's happening spiritually in the mother country. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by the Brown Church Development Group. Is your church positioned for growth? Do you all want to grow? A comprehensive growth positioning study, they call a GPS, is created by a Brown Church Development Group consulting member, and they can uncover ministry barriers and provide strategic solutions for growth. The insights discovered can help you identify ministry opportunities in your specific area. When integrated with a Brown Church Development Group member, architect, or builder, the GPS helps create a facility specifically designed to match your unique ministry. Are you ready to position yourself for growth? Call Brown Church Development Group, 888-879-1338, or find them online at churchdevelopment.net/podcast. churchdevelopment.net/podcast.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Stephen Halford.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to be here. Not very often do we get a visitor from England, so I'm glad to talk to you about what's happening, and I'm looking forward to it because I'll be visiting your country in just a couple of weeks.
Yep, we're looking forward to that too. You're going to get to see my wife as well in the UK.
That's right, and I'm hoping to be able to meet Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. Since she's just turned 90, she doesn't make appointments. So I'm making a presentation to the Dean of Windsor on her behalf, and she'll be there if her health is good. So we'll see what happens, and I'll give a report in my newsletter, of course, and on a podcast. But, you know, you are a spirit-filled believer who's English but has lived in America, so you kind of know the church on both sides. How would you compare the how would we call it? It goes by many different names. I'm going to call it the Spirit-filled church, the Spirit-empowered church, here compared to what we see in England.
Well, I think the difference is not so much in the Spirit. Obviously, it's the Holy Spirit, but the difference would be just simply culture. Culturally speaking, we have to take into account the weather in the UK. So here, the Spirit-filled believers, when they go out and do what they do, whether it's on the streets, whether it's just in church, whatever it is, the UK, all those factors kind of take place. So, you know, we don't see the sun for 6 months of the year. So we're very much insular. We're enclosed in buildings, and we're not so much seen out in the community. When the sun comes out, we're seen in the community for a few months of the year. But in terms of practice, it's not a whole lot of difference in terms of what it is that we do. You know, we believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Sola Scriptura, you know, the word is our focus, it's what drives us, it's what motivates us. The Holy Spirit is not really much different than here in what we believe, but how we work out what we believe. That would be different. Our churches are smaller for the most part. The large churches in the UK tend to be African, Nigerian immigrants and their children. The British, the white British churches tend to be smaller, but some are shrinking, but many are growing at the same time. So we're seeing good things happen. Doesn't compare to the United States. You guys are generous. You're kind. You're loving. You've got that. I mean, we're English. We should have that bulldog spirit. But America seems to have that bulldog spirit, or a bull in a china shop. You just kind of go for it. Don't make apologies. And it's very encouraging. We have a lot of American influence from the charismatic church in the UK, which is really helping us at this time.
Well, that's interesting perspective. And of course, you have a state church, which we don't have here, the Church of England, headed by the Queen and headed by the Archbishop of Canterbury. And you've had some really interesting archbishops. I think one that was ordained by some Druids or something. I mean, I couldn't even understand how a Christian minister, let alone the Archbishop of Canterbury, could do that. But now you have a new archbishop who is from Holy Trinity Brompton, which is a name that most of my listeners would recognize. That has been a hotbed for revival and renewal now for a couple of decades.
Yeah, at least 20 years. My mum got saved because of the Alpha Course. And I mean, I was saved first and she'd become saved, but it was the Alpha course that helped her. And so what's come out of Holy Trinity Brompton is massive across the nation. I mean, I would say probably over 50% of born-again believers came because of the Alpha course. And Justin Welby, our Archbishop, I say our, I'm not a practicing Anglican, but I was christened and confirmed in the Anglican Church, so I am technically an Anglican. But when I was older and decided to get saved, I was then baptized in water. But he's a great guy, spirit-filled. Recently, in one of our big events, he was there, and he called everyone forward. He gave an altar call. This is the Archbishop. And then he prayed for every one of them. He prayed for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. He speaks in tongues, and he's open about it. He believes in the gifts of the Spirit, and he preaches a message of repentance from sin and faith toward God. And it's just a breath of fresh air, what he's doing. And he's got his hands tied in some respects in regards to the Church of England, but he is very much pushing forward, and we're seeing renewals across the nation within that large organization.
Boy, he sounds like somebody I'd like to interview, or maybe we could have someone else interview if it doesn't work out when I'm over there. But, you know, you told me about something that's happening at Winchester Cathedral, which I think of as a song. Wasn't there a song about Winchester Cathedral like several decades ago?
Well, possibly. My dad's from America, but he grew up in Winchester singing in the cathedral.
How about that?
And it's where many famous people are buried. Kings are buried, queens are buried there. And as you walk, you can see on the floor in stone is actually their gravestone that you walk upon. And they're buried directly beneath you. I've forgotten the famous author who's buried there. But it's incredible what's happening. The Archbishop of Canterbury and the Bishop of Winchester have given their approval for an event coming up in May called Tent on the Green, led by a guy called Steve Abley. He's just a local guy who wanted to do something for God, and it's a prophetic worship on the grounds. First time anywhere in the UK this has happened, where the Church of England has opened its arms and doors to actually connect with the charismatic, spirit-filled church. And it's done on the green. So it's 3 days of worship. And then in the daytime, they're out evangelizing, praying for people, words of knowledge. And we're just looking forward that people will then come for the evening meetings. Actually, there we're going to evangelize. And it's just it's wonderful what we're experiencing over in Winchester. Winchester used to be the seat of government. It's the home of, Alfred the Great, the only king called Great, who was famous for burning all the cakes and burnt half of his castle down at the same time. And we believe in God that spiritually the seat of government will have Jesus on that seat again. So we're kind of taking back some ground that many people think the enemy's taken.
Well, that's exciting. And, since I'm going to be over there at the time, I have invited myself to be your guest, and I'm really looking forward to that. Let's talk about some other things that are happening. You know, we mentioned Holy Trinity Brompton.
Yep.
But also, you know, the Elam denomination, which is not so large in the United States, is apparently really growing over there, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I was part of an Elam church for 1 year in the city near me. And that church alone has sparked, I think, 3 or 4 churches within that city of Portsmouth. And those churches have all just blown up and they're expanding. I was in Plymouth recently and went to the church there, which is there's not enough room. And they have a great church planting movement, evangelism movement. Their focus is on evangelism. Wonderfully spirit-filled. And they're really one of the lasting Pentecostal denominations that stayed from 100 years old. This year is 101 years old. And it's incredible that they're able to move on with the moves of the Spirit. So every time something fresh comes along, they're able to progress into the next thing where many people we know by history tend to hold on to what's gone before. These guys are able to progress. And we're seeing a wonderful move of the Spirit take place still.
Well, there's a lot of history there in the UK. Most of us Americans only know a little bit, but of course we would know the Welsh Revival,
yep,
which isn't England, but it's next door.
That's right.
And then, of course, famous preachers like the Jeffrey Brothers,
yep,
who actually laid hands on Reinhard Bonnke. I mean, it's just amazing to hear him tell that story.
Well, you know, one of those is the one who started the Elam Pentecostal Church.
I didn't know that.
But so the way he started was he traveled around with, I think it was Stephen George Jeffries. He traveled around with a group of a worship team who were new to that time period. And as he traveled, people got saved and healed and churches sprung up. And he was that evangelistic, apostolic evangelist. He was known as the apostle of the Elam church, but also the evangelist for them. And that's how it started.
And that's kind of the ethos that they still have all of these decades later. And
that's right.
But the one I think of the most is Smith Wigglesworth.
Yep.
And, you know, he was a plumber who could barely read, but yet amazing, amazing miracles. And within Pentecostal circles, he's very well known here. And, you know, people still tell Smith Wigglesworth stories.
Yeah, it's the same in the UK, really. He gave a prophecy in 1947 that said there'd be a great revival at the end. He actually... it's been prophesied a couple of times about this kind of a three-wave prophecy, and everything he said about it is coming to pass, and we believe in God for this third wave. Many people in the UK, including myself, have been having these dreams about these tidal waves hitting England, and it's really a prophecy of the Word and the Spirit rejoining again, where we may have had a bit of a separation. The Word, you know, the saying, that too much Word, you dry up, too much Spirit, you blow up, enough of both, and you grow up. And that very much prophecy we're beginning to see in the UK right now, that we're seeing a lot of growth because preachers are preaching the Word but full of the Holy Spirit.
Well, thank you for that insight, and thank you for being with me on today's podcast. And I will be writing a newsletter about this, and we'll be reporting about more about what's going on in England after I get back. So thank you for being with me today. And
you're welcome.
We invite our listeners to tune in to the next edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
This podcast is brought to you by Brown Church Development Group. If you're in the planning stages of a new building, I highly recommend the Brown Church Development Group. You can call them at 888-879-1338 or find them online at churchdevelopment.net/podcast. You got to put the / podcast in there so they know that you've been listening to the podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.